8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joining us now, we have Executive Director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. That's wastewater and trash and recycling, and regular water also. Bruce Woody. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. All right, let's start with this. When are we going to be recycling again? I mean, for real, as in I'm not just putting it in the bin to go into the dump like everything else.
Hopefully the separation is still going on. We want to be sure and keep that that practice going. But the operation of the materials recovery facility, or MRF as we call it, will start again on Monday, June 12th.
Okay.
We will have a soft opening and some training operations going on in a couple weeks ahead of that, but the official reopening is Monday, June 12th.
Can I tell you, when I find myself most irritated about it is when I'm rinsing out the ragu jar before I put it in the recycling that I know is going to go to the landfill. I'm like, no, oh. Got me again. and this is, okay, so a couple of times in the past, we'd had incidents with, you know, mechanisms breaking down. We had a fire. This time was purely due to workforce shortage. Is that right?
Yes. We let go a couple of our intermediate supervisors who were the primary folks who did the operations of the central portion of the equipment. So we had to go through a retraining effort. Plus, we've been shorthanded. So the combination of loss of those two staff plus the other vacancies we had created the problem for us.
You said let go. I mean, like they were fired, there was cause, they retired, they left. What? Tell me more.
It is a personnel issue, so I can't elaborate beyond that, but it was for cause, yes.
Okay, all right. So, I just perceive that different from simply winding up short of staff. But look, if the people who were doing this stuff had to be let go for cause, well, you can't just keep them because we need the recycling facility. I fully understand that. And this is, by the way, people don't realize it's not just Escambia County, but it's, all of your surrounding areas that participate in the agreements they have with you. Some in Alabama, Santa Rosa, Gulf Breeze, Milton, like everybody recycles with you guys, right?
Yes, we have seven partners that are six of which are outside of the county.
And that's something...
Long Beach, you mentioned Foley, Alabama, several other locations.
Yeah, and just, because it's affecting everybody, this, this inability at this particular moment. Something else kind of interesting that we wanted to follow up with you on. We had a lot of conversations about the Bruce Beach contamination that was, sort of we couldn't figure out why Bruce Beach always had this low water quality. Lo and behold, we did discover the issue and have worked on it. Are we 100% remediated at this point so, we won't be having these issues anymore?
I'm glad you asked me that because we didn't get a lot of media coverage after that officially ended. At the end of March, the last of the sampling at the outfalls there at Bruce Beach and as well as one other location just over by the Wahoo Stadium, we finally got to the point where we're receiving non-detects on our sampling. So we believe that we've cured the problem that was the major contributor to the bacteria issue.
That's huge news. I mean, that's really genuinely great news because when the Bruce Beach project gets done, that means the water is going to be clean. We've got the marina opening up tomorrow. That means the water is clean. That means that the people who live in the area around Old Stinky that would always have issues when the water backs up in the storms, it's not going to be filled with sewage. I mean, this is a huge win to get that cleaned up, right?
It certainly is. Now there were, we still do have a few non-detects for things such as sucralose, which lets us know that there's no differentiation there between treated and untreated water. So there are still perhaps treated water coming out of septic tanks, et cetera, that's still making it to the storm sewer system, but it doesn't contain enough bacteria to be detectable. So,
okay, well,
we're continuing our programs to line sewers in the downtown area. The city of Pensacola themselves will continue their testing as they're required to under their municipal separate stormwater system for testing for illicit discharges. But right now, I'm very optimistic that we had a major win with our work that we did together with the city of Pensacola.
Yeah, no, it really is a big win. And you know how my industry works sometimes. The problem. Oh, you solved it. Okay, we're done. you don't get a lot of laps on the victory, unfortunately, but we'll let you take one for this for sure. We're talking to Bruce Woody. He's the ECUA Executive Director. Bruce, hang on for just a second. Let's get Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
Bad accident at Scenic and 90 near UWF. Now, this happened at the Tom Thumb, just to give you an idea of reference, but it is backed up both eastbound and westbound on Highway 90. I would certainly take I-10 if you're going to head in either direction. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Bruce Woody. You're going to have a change to the bulk waste pickup. So if people have big objects, which is what, like old lawnmowers, desks, things like that, refrigerators, whatever, they're going to need to call for a pickup. Is that right?
Yes. We used to do it this way in the past. We switched to a route system several years ago, but we have an obligation to try to keep costs down in order to help keep down the potential for rate increases. So we've identified that really the bulk waste program, by picking it up by curb without some people having to identify it, is very costly. We drive down every street in town four times, one to collect trash, one to collect recycling, when to collect yard trash, and when to collect bulk waste. The volume of most bulk waste actually is low enough that it would be more cost-effective to have our customers call in when they have a large bulk waste. As long as they do so before 2 p.m., the day before your regular collection day, or any time before that regular collection day, but no less than 2 p.m. before, we'll collect it on the normal collection date. I would also remind folks that things that are that will fit in your trash can really should go in, on the trash can. We don't need to make a phone call for a countertop appliance, a blender, things like that. If it'll fit in the regular trash can, please put it there. But if it's large and truly bulky, then that's the service you need to give us a call about.
And there's no charge for that, is that right? Or is there a charge?
There is no charge for that.
Outstanding. That's my favorite price. kind of the last thing I wanted to talk with you about is there was a, I've seen some of the pictures of it, and I know there's video online, but a big water tower over by Attucks Court, Cervantes and I, has been now demolished. And this is a long-term project. I think this is in connection with the new well that you're working on there. You've dedicated that for, the ECUA board member, Elvin McCorvey, who had passed away. And that's all kind of ongoing, right? This is not an immediate project, like everything's not in place yet, but what's the long-term project here?
Yeah, it's a two-year project overall. Right now there's a well located at the intersection of I and Cervantes, and then there used to be an elevated tank at the intersection of Gonzales and top of the hill about three blocks to the north. Ultimately, what we're going to be doing is abandoning the well that's down there on Cervantes and constructing a new well on the site immediately south of where the old elevated tank was located.
Oh, okay.
That tank was built in 1935, about 180 feet in the air, holds 500,000 gallons worth of water. We've removed it and we'll replace it with a 3 million gallon ground storage tank, so more volume for peak demand and fire flow. And then it'll have a pump and a well treatment system there when it's constructed. Altogether, it's about a two-year project.
So just layman's question, when I see the elevated water tanks, I always assumed that the purpose of that was if you pump the water up, then it's automatically creating pressure so that when there's demand, the pressure is there, or even in high demand circumstances like for fire or something like that. But it sounds like we're moving more towards ground-based, pump-based pressure rather than elevated gravity-based pressure. Am I understanding this right?
That is true. It's not practical to put millions of gallons in a tank elevated up in the air. The demand in several areas due to growth and infill development, et cetera, is increasingly higher, particularly fire flow for commercial buildings. And as such, the places where we have storage tanks, we need larger volumes oftentimes. So it isn't practical to put that much water in the air because of the weight. So in lieu of elevated tanks, we put ground storage tanks, and we create the pressure that we would have otherwise had by elevation by installing booster stations at those ground storage tank locations.
Okay, and that's, I mean, just for an example, out on Pensacola Beach, we have an empty beach ball elevated tank, and we have three full water tanks on the ground by the entrance to the beach, right? I mean, that's just kind of the way it is.
Exactly. Yeah, when we abandoned the old beach ball, we were going to take it down, but obviously it's a landmark, and the county gladly took it over. So they own it and maintain it. It is empty, but it still serves its purpose as a landmark.
Yeah, and we still have water on the beach, no problem, because we just do it a different way. ECWA Executive Director Bruce Woody, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for giving us clean water. Thanks for taking away the dirty water. Thanks for taking away the trash and helping us do recycling when it comes back online. And I assume you'll give a lot of public notice when it comes back online so people can really be on their P's and Q's when that happens. Thank you so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, really well. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You hear me talking about Christina Leavenworth all the time for selling homes, and she's great at that. I mean, she really is. She sold over 230 homes last year. It's kind of ridiculous. On pace to beat that record again this year. Selling in a couple of days or a day or same day is common. Selling at or above list price is very common. But I feel honestly like I have done you a little of a disservice because I have told you so many times about how she's great to sell that I maybe didn't emphasize the buy side, and particularly for first-time home buyers, because I remember back to when we bought our first house and how, well, you know, we had a realtor and it was an experience. You know, and I mean, not particularly horrible or anything, but just I think, man, if I could have had a Christina Leavenworth on my side, you know, back then, God, that would have been so much different. And that's the point. She's great at making sure that everything gets done right. She understands the buyer's mindset, the seller's mindset, so she can work with them and make sure to get the deal through. But man, there's nobody better to help you get that first home. So if you rent, or maybe you have friends who rent and they're thinking about buying, have them give her a call and find out what she knows. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
April showers bring May savings at Beret Jewelers. We're ringing in spring with special deals on your shining favorites during Beret's Blooming Blowout Sale. Save up to 70% on select pieces May 5th through May 31st. From top designers to beautiful bridal jewelry, you'll find something to love. So hurry into shop and save up to 70% off during the spring sale of the season. All month long at Beret Jewelers.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
You know, it's funny. funny. For a time in the 90s, I missed out on most pop music because we were listening to the Christian, contemporary Christian music. And, you know, Jars of Clay, DC Talk, Skillet, all that kind of stuff. And Toby Mac. And, I, you know, Third Day is just, Mac Powell, one of my favorites, absolute favorites. 825 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If, well, let's go to Candy with traffic on the fives. Let's be timely. My boss will be happy about that.
Absolutely. And that
one
is
time.
It. As we take a look around, of course, I mentioned the bad accident. Westbound at Scenic at 90 is clear now. There's a bad accident at Scenic at 90. Now, eastbound, still slow. It's one lane. Turning onto Scenic is delayed at the moment as they're loading one of the vehicles on the tow trunk. This happened near the Tom Thumb near UWF where Scenic meets 90. Caution there, wherever you are. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get that job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for no hassle estimate and text 437-1620 if you have a traffic tip. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, when it comes to heating and cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, replacement, inspections, electrical work, Peden, air conditioning, heating, and electrical. They do all this. They do it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee because their goal is good service, good products, good installation, good prices, all of that. They'll take care of you. And it is the season right now to get your AC inspected to make sure that it works right all through the summer. I mean, you know, it's only going to be in the 80s today. It's not going to be getting cooler. just so you know, Pensacola, Fort Walton, and Panama City, $49. $29 if you're in Baldwin County. They're expanding there just recently. And first 400 customers get a free SmartCare membership. So if you live in Baldwin County, take advantage of the deal. Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, or Electrical, PEADEN.com. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Texas town of Uvalde continuing to grieve 1 year after the gunman that gunned down 19 students and two teachers in the classroom there. Congressman Tony Gonzalez from Texas says that the kids in that area are resilient.
When I visited kids in elementary school, when I visited with some of the high school kids, it's given me hope.
Gonzalez says the residents of Uvalde want to be left alone to grieve, but they also don't want people to forget what happened a year ago and a vigil being planned there tonight. An elderly British woman has died after being run over by a royal motorcade. The BBC reporting an 81-year-old woman, Helen Holland, was hit 2 weeks ago after she died after being struck by a motorcycle that was escorting the Duchess of Edinburgh. And her son said she was in a coma since that crash. And the Twitter video the world is waiting for. Governor Ron DeSantis tonight expected to announce his presidential bid during an interview with Elon Musk and apparently a moderator as well. That's going to be live streamed at 6 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me about the cattle wrangling video on I-75 in Michigan.
What? I haven't heard about that one.
Oh, no, it's fantastic. So you've got the video is a dash cam video from the state trooper. And in Michigan, the state troopers look like Smokey and the Bandit. They look like they came out of the 1960s. They're very old looking. And they've got like a little, it's kind of funny, they have a little hood thing. I used to live in Michigan a long time ago, but they have a little hood thing that says like, please stop or something like that. And it's very funny looking. Anyway, so you can see that in the video. But the trooper is just, you're watching, and out of the forest on the right-hand side of the video, you see comes a steer, an ATV, and a dude on a horse. Like, just comes out of the woods. And the steer goes onto the expressway when there's traffic. And luckily doesn't get hurt. The trooper pulls out, and they're trying to control the situation. And, you see the guy on the horseback. He's trying to lasso the steer, and he's not succeeding. But eventually they get him corralled, and eventually they get him to safety. But, yeah, it's just kind of one of those moments where, like, man, I wish I would have seen that in person.
That is an interesting one. Having covered news in Iowa, I've covered a lot of cows on the road stories.
Oh, right,
and,
right.
People get really hurt, though, every year
do.
When cows get onto the road. And, you're barreling down
I-10.
The highway, after dark. And,
Four or five years ago, I think now, I-10 got closed down for a while in the morning because there were, a bunch of cattle out on the road in Walton County. I just remember because that's how I met their PIO, Corey DeBrittany, who's great. I remember like, oh my God, this is like a national news story. closing down I-10 because of the livestock. David, thanks so much for the update. 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3. You remember the enormous like air conditioner sized package of cocaine that they found over at Dauphin Island the other day?
All that booger sugar.
That's an awful lot. I mean, it was
a lot, man.
Okay?
That's a lot for Scarface.
Yeah, so Mobile County Sheriff's Department, you now have 25 kilos is what they said, a bundle of the drug found on the island's west end, And they have now arrested two Public Works employees for trafficking, okay? Because it was one of those, you know, one for you, one for me kind of deals. They kept one of the packages. Because they thought, well, nobody will know there's one missing. We'll just sell it ourselves and boost the retirement fund.
That's right. That only works if you get a wallet.
Did not work for them, so they're going to the jail.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Elon Musk looking to create the town hall day for Uvalde, Texas, after the anniversary of 21 lives taken in the school shooting. While new gun and safety legislation works through Texas and a dozen states, St. Philip's Episcopal Church will release butterflies. Fleet Week arriving in New York City with a parade of ships, including the USS Cole, which survived a terror attack that killed 17 sailors. Thousands of sailors, Marines, and Coast Guard at liberty. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Cloudy, 70 right now in Pensacola. A man taken to the hospital after being trapped in a garbage truck overnight. Now, this happened early this morning at Circle K at Golf Manor in Michigan Avenue. That man apparently had been sleeping in a dumpster when the garbage truck dumped that dumpster into its back end there, and firefighters were able to free the man from the garbage truck, but he was taken to a hospital as a trauma alert, and so far no other details have been released on that. There was some concern at a public forum last night that race might be playing a role in deciding who will replace Dr. Tim Smith as the Escambia County Public Schools superintendent. Now, this comes after the board recently passed over Deputy Superintendent Sheena Payne for the interim role. And seems poised to appoint Keith Leonard into that position. Channel 3 asked school board member Patty Hightower if race was a factor in that decision.
I don't think that really had anything to do with it. At the board table, I don't know that it was caught, but I asked specifically, have you had a conversation with Mr. Leonard? And Mr. Fetzko said he was one of the four finalists, and that was why you put his name out there.
And that public forum was held at the Greater Truvine Baptist Church last night. Pastor Isaac Williams said Sheena Payne was a homegrown woman of integrity and leadership. The search for that permanent superintendent could take anywhere from 6 to 8 months. An armed man arrested after a chase with FHP troopers and Escambia County deputies yesterday. Now, that chase ultimately ended at Beverly Parkway and North W Street when a trooper slammed into the suspect's vehicle. The suspect was identified as Antonio White. He was seen getting out of that car with a gun in hand. Nobody was hurt in the situation, but Antonio White was arrested after a canine unit ran him down. He's now facing multiple charges, including reckless driving, possession of a firearm by a felon, and resisting arrest. The Florida Highway Patrol says a 29-year-old Marine is now in critical condition. This is after a head-on motorcycle crash yesterday on Gulf Beach Highway. And troopers say that happened at the intersection with Vaquea Drive, or near that intersection, when a Dodge Ram pulled onto the highway. The driver apparently had an obstructed view because of some construction equipment, and there was a head-on crash between the Dodge Ram and the motorcycle. The Marine, again, in critical condition. The driver of the Ram cited for failure to yield. Escambia County beach safety leaders say one person had to be taken to the hospital after being found unresponsive by other patrons at the beach.
This patient was not very far off, didn't require much of a swim to go out and retrieve this person, but they were quickly brought back in but were unconscious. So CPR was performed by bystanders until lifeguards were able to come. Everybody on was gone.
And that was Public Information Officer Davis Wood. He says that person was taken to the hospital quickly by about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Right now, no other information has been released about that. And, yesterday was an annual tradition in Navarre, the, annual blessing of the beach for a prosperous summer season. The Navarre Chamber of Commerce and local leaders were there. They all asked for God's protection and a safe and prosperous summer for visitors who go to the beach. And I guess you could say maybe it was a good sign, because right when that ceremony started, a rainbow dropped out of the sky and over the water. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Taking a look at that accident, 90 in Scenic near UWF, there's an accident at the Tom Thumb. Now, as I understand, it has been moved off to the side. It was backed up both directions, eastbound and westbound. Now, I'm not showing that it is still backed up, so it looks like everything is moving. But certainly use caution, as you know, wherever you are. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida, and they want you to know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A nice warm and humid day today with temperatures topping out in the low 80s. Small chance of an afternoon shower, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 60s. As you go into your Thursday, beautiful weather. We will have a small chance of an afternoon showers, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Temperatures warming into the mid-80s and temperatures overnight dropping into the 60s. Nice weather continues into your Friday and your Memorial Day weekend. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. Right now it is 70 and cloudy in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 69 in Milton.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take the stress and costs out of health care. That's tomorrow morning at 10 as ProHealth is the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, preventchildabusefl.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Your money now this morning. Market opening down. The Dow down 138.59 at 32,916.92. S&P 500 down 20.73 at 41,24.85. The NASDAQ down 57.29 at 12,502.96. Our 10-year bond rate is down slightly this morning, 3.69%. Gold prices are up today at $1,977.50, and silver prices at $23.45. And the potential for a historic debt default looming for the U.S. GOP negotiators say there's still a significant gap between Republicans and Democrats as they discuss raising that debt ceiling. Netflix subscribers sharing their passwords. It's going to end soon. Michael Schneider with Variety says there's no escaping the Netflix password crackdown.
Pretty soon, if you are using someone else's password and you don't live in their household, then at some point your device is just no longer going to work.
And Netflix started emailing customers about their new password policy yesterday, the email being sent to members in the U.S. that have been sharing their account outside of their household. Ford apparently now going to be keeping AM radio in its vehicles. CEO Jim Farley made that announcement on social media this week, just about a month after the carmaker initially said they would not be including AM radio on newer vehicles starting next year. It's 8:39. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News. Traffic on the fives.
Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's question is inspired by a question that I asked the mayor earlier today. I asked him the question, does he wear a bicycle helmet when he bikes? And I believe his exact words were, I'm supposed to say yes, aren't I? It's adorable. Well, you know, riding around the neighborhood, no. Riding on a big street, you know, he'd say yes. And then I asked the follow-up, which was, you wear it, do you still look good?
Yeah.
You know, because he's a pretty good-looking guy. And he's like, no. So that was my question for the day. 437-1620, 437-1620. Do people look sexy in bike helmets? That's my question. I know, likely to bring out strong opinions. That's okay. Here I am. I'm able to tackle the tough stuff. 437-1620. If you want to handle the do you or don't you wear one, that's fine. But the real pressing question is, does anybody ever look good in a bike helmet? Because I have thoughts about this. And Candy, I think you disagree with me about this. You think they're hot?
Sexy in a bike helmet? Yeah, I think bike helmets are adorable.
Because safety's adorable?
It is.
Because nerds are adorable? I mean, because safety-oriented people? No.
Yeah,
You think a bike helmet looks good on a dude?
Yes,
like you should go clubbing in the bike helmet for style points?
If they have to, but no, like you know me though. Okay, like when everybody was like, well, I don't want to wear a mask, and it got all weird and political.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care about what side. It's like, heck yeah, man. I get to, you know, wear a mask. And you know, I like to dress
up.
Fun, I was a furry,
right?
I started working here in this room because people come in, so I can't wear pajamas that are like an avocado anymore or whatever. Excuse me. Sorry. To you, good sir. The richest lady in town. But no, if I were to, I know, I'm so sorry. I knew that was going to happen one day this year.
And it'll happen again. I'm so
sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Just part of the conversation.
Clearly Mary's not listening. To be fair, she made us breakfast.
That's true. For
the
first
time
ever.
This is a new energy drink and my pills are working. So anyway, no, but I think bike helmets are so adorable. I don't have a bike right now, but if I did, I would totally wear a helmet around town just for the style of it. I know I'm probably the only one that thinks that. But I don't think. I think they're really great. And plus, you... Have you ever seen, I know that you have, we've all seen accidents, because you don't always see the biker, you don't always see that
person. Why
would
we talk about that? That's such a depressing thing.
But helmets are cute.
Yeah, and we actually had, you know, a close friend who worked here that had an accident and it caused him major brain issues. I understand the risk.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know, but they are, what's the word I want? Ugly. If you're a bicyclist, like you're one of these people who wears
spandex. Oh, I thought you meant
spandex.
The person. You're talking about the helmet.
No, the helmet. If you're a spandex, you know, you've got a bike helmet, you've got a rear view attachment on your bike helmet, like you're that dude.
Yeah.
So you might think, and I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm going to go ahead anyway because I do. You might think we're like kindred spirits because my wife and I go biking all the time. And you think, yeah, but we're not that. No, we look at you and laugh.
You don't wear a helmet?
No. No, it's so hot and inconvenient.
You guys
and horrible.
Are so, you're Mr. Safety.
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, we just, theoretically we should, but we don't. And we ride some places where we're like, oh, this is not safe.
Yeah,
like
you told me where you Highway. Almost got shot somewhere.
Oh, that's totally different. The bike helmet's not going to protect you in the hood. That's not going to do you any good. It's just going to get
helmets?
In your way. 437-1620.
Wait.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out.
I feel like that song was made for the spandex with the bike helmet and the rear view mirror on it. You know, the one that looks like the little oral reflector mirror that you put in there to see the back of your teeth. 437-1620. You know what I'm talking about.
Those. Yeah. Those are cute.
Anyone without a smashed skull will look better. Well, okay, why do I have to go to that point?
Thank you.
Somebody says, or bike shorts. Exactly. Yeah. Somebody here says 437-1620. I wore my bike helmet backwards for 6 months. Because it's true. You can't tell which way is forward. No, that's so funny. Somebody says, who wears bike helmets? Somebody says, yes, I see a smart person as being very sexy. Yeah, but that's like you talk yourself into be turned on. Like you don't actually look at it and be like, you know, leave the helmet on, big boy. I mean, this, you know, that doesn't ever, I don't think. Somebody here says, well, some people are just, I don't want to say that word, not appealing to look at with or without their bike helmet. But hey, if they look good with a bike helmet, then the same type of person needs to wear that bike helmet all the time, 24/7, like a fashion accessory.
I would too, man.
The designer skinny ones are great. The ones with mohawks are terrible. Oh, that's a different kind of bike. That's a motorcycle, I think they're talking about there. Although maybe they make them for bicycles. I don't know.
That's also a whole other topic,
right? Let's see. I'm going to be vain on this answer. I've been told I can make a burlap bag look good on me. Of course, a bike helmet looks good on me. Safety is smart, not a matter of style. Who cares what others think? Well, we got to always be worried about impressing the strangers. Duh. 845. I'm joking. Spring pack. All right, we interrupt this important discussion to bring you traffic on the fives with Candy. Nothing?
Okay, we both knew it was going to happen at one time because I do it in the studio all the time, and I just started on a new energy drinks, and I am sorry. I was sick yesterday, and I came in, so
best
whatever.
Best segment ever. Like, people were rolling. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Like, David, almost Mr. Hoxing, I mean, is rolling.
What I love about Candy is she's a real person.
What I love about Carinder. All right, as we take it, I work out. I don't. 98 is clear, not showing any problems. It looks like 90 is better now. A little slow from Scenic getting onto 90. As I understand, they're moving the auto that was in that accident. So it was a eastbound and westbound backed up. Anyway, that part is clear now. 90 is. So caution, of course, wherever you are, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Somebody here says, Candy, thanks so much for the update. Somebody says, they only look good in bike helmets if they're wearing the biker shorts with it. All right, we got issues. Somebody says some do look good. Most do not look good in a bike helmet. Candy, it sounded like Andrew said the person that got hurt in the accident.
The way
was
you
very
said
ugly.
It, yeah. Well, they were very ugly.
That's
and I was
not
like, oh my
meant.
God.
He's actually a lovely person, and it was really a sad thing. Really, really sad thing. 100% no. The last person that looked good in a helmet was Farrah Fawcett in the 70s. Well, don't forget Michael Dukakis, good. You know. Somebody here says that's also a joke. I've seen a guy wearing a bike helmet, a mask, and an umbrella. Dream date. Awesome. Oh,
okay, but
man.
Maybe they're just, you know, okay. Trying to be, hey, everybody.
Oh, this is a funny one. No, bike helmets are essential. That takes your focus off of the bike shorts. I'll leave it at that. 847 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, super mean. Hey, if you are thinking about, what am I going to talk about here? Let's just go to the break. I don't mind.
I just looked up bike helmets, and I have been wearing one wrong when I've worn one.
You've been wearing it
backwards? They're supposed to go that way? I didn't know that.
Yeah, if it looks wrong, you got it on the right way. Yeah, not aerodynamic or whatever.
I'd still do it. Here it is.
There's something new at Pete Bohr Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Pete Bohr Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for tax title and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Yeah, that's true. Have we reached the place where that's not fun anymore?
Yes.
Where Hal's not fun anymore? That's not funny at all?
Dude, I'm afraid to program my lights at the house.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we're all going Luddite to avoid the AIs. 851 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have any kind of HVAC need, electrical need, heating, air conditioning, anything like that, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, Electrical is fantastic at it. $49 inspections for your AC unit in Pensacola, Fort Walton, and Panama City. $29 if you live in Baldwin County. They just expanded there this month, actually. First 400 customers in Baldwin County, free smart care membership, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They will take care of you and take care of you right. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. .com. I mentioned this earlier, but I did not have a chance to read it. Sometimes I just can't help myself for wanting to tell you the story, but I don't have a chance to give you the full story. You know how we've gotten the NAACP has said that, you know, don't go to Florida. It's unsafe for black people or colored people because that's in their name. It's weird. I don't know why that's still the case. Nobody ever says it, but it's weird that that's still in their name, isn't it? I mean, just saying, it's not a word that anybody ever uses, right? Human Rights Campaign says don't go here. The League of United Latin American Citizens says don't go here. The Florida Immigrant Coalition says don't go here. And Equality Florida have all issued travel advisories for people to Florida based on recent legislation. And now Senator Rick Scott has his own advisory. I'm going to read it for you. You ready? Here's, here's what it officially says. Florida is openly hostile towards socialists, communists, and those that enable them. Before traveling to Florida, please understand that the state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions of and the challenges faced by socialists and others who work in the Biden administration. Senator Rick Scott yesterday. Let me be clear. Any attempts to spread the oppression and poverty that socialism always brings will be rebuffed by the people of Florida. Travelers should be aware that attempts to spread socialism in North Florida will fail and be met with laughter and mockery. However, in much of Central and South Florida, the situation is far more dangerous for socialists, as they may encounter people from Cuba, Venezuela, and other parts of Central and South America and the Caribbean who have direct knowledge of and experience with the horrors of socialism. Well done. Oh, that's good. I like it. Yeah, no, stay away. 854 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on?
If you do happen to be visiting, though, from out of state, we certainly appreciate you today. I'm just saying. No, because we do. We love you. Visit Pensacola says, awesome.
We love the tourists.
We love everybody.
We love you coming here. Enjoy our beaches and spend your money and have a good time. Absolutely. I mentioned that already. What was this significant, not kind of got lost in all the other mix of the big news yesterday, but Governor DeSantis has appointed somebody else or nominated somebody else to the Supreme Court, a textual conservative. So really cementing that textualist majority on the Florida State Supreme Court. So good news if you like what's been going on with the Florida State Supreme Court. Of course, bad news if you don't like what's been going on in the Florida State Supreme Court. Also, people have been asking, and so I guess it's worth addressing, is DeSantis going to have to resign if he announces? And the answer is no. The law probably already allows him to stay in office. The one question is, like, when would he really be eligibility is kind of the issue. And would that be at filing papers? Would that be at Inauguration Day? Generally speaking, the way I have understood it is it actually would be Inauguration Day. But the law that he hasn't signed yet, but we expect he will, would change and make it so that there's none of these issues related to running for president or vice president. So that's it becomes moot as soon as he signs that law. 437-1620, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It's like everything is running smoothly right now. A little bit of a slow down on the road that goes from, I guess it's 399 that goes from Fort Pickens, not Fort Pickens, but Via de Luna. What? I'm sorry. Oh, you're reading text. Okay.
I am.
Via de Luna from the beach to Navarre to go up the causeway, just a little slow before that causeway. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much,
Snarky
Candy.
Text.
Yeah. Ones I can't read on the air, but I'm dying. They're very funny. I can't. Even I have limits.
That's bad.
It may surprise you, right? That may come as a surprise. Okay. This is, man, unbelievable. The Army is apparently looking at cutting Special Operations Forces 10 to possibly 20%. Good Lord, really? Well, here's kind of what they're arguing is we have financial woes and we have recruitment woes. And if we don't have the people and the money, it's an expensive thing, both to equip and to train. And if we don't have the people, we can't continue to produce the same number of special operations forces. And this includes, not just actual operators, but, you know, support staff, and logistics, intelligence, the people who work around them as well. But man, my perception, I could be wrong. I'm a layman. I'm on the outside looking in. But my perception is that the special operations community is actively, aggressively, routinely deployed. Like, they are getting used a lot and have been for years. So it's hard to imagine, since the demand for their role is so high, that the army is actually talking about cutting back at this point. But, you know, that's just the conundrum. You can't magically make people appear any more than you can magically make doctors be doctors or nurses be nurses or teachers be teachers or CDL drivers or anything else, right? So if they're not there, they're not there. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars, cars that are a year or two old. The cars that you would have gotten, like you'd have if you'd have bought them a year or two ago, but you just didn't have to pay the new car price. And if you wonder, like, who recommends them, well, Dave Ramsey, I do, of course, but we're just people on the radio. I mean, that's fine. All the people you're driving around. Seriously, look at the license plates. Look at the license plate frames. Look at the bumper stickers. And just pay attention. Like make it a driving game. And when you see them, just be like, okay, that's one. And then tomorrow I'll be like, two, okay, there's three. And then probably by about like Monday, you'll be like, are there anybody didn't buy their car there? It's going to feel like you see them all the time once you've trained your eyes to see it. Those are all satisfied customers who have been buying and rebuying cars from Frontier Motors for more than 25 years as they sit there right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them when you stop by that Andrew McKay says hi. 8:58 News Radio 92.3. There was something else that just flitted right out of, the hurricane, the typhoon
yeah,
that went past Guam earlier today, but they're still in the middle of it. It's bad. This is a Category 5. They were saying it was going to be pushing water of 10 to 15 feet, maybe. I mean, CNN had one report that seemed outrageous to me at 25 feet, but it's a huge storm that went right at Guam. And just remember, Guam is the United States. Guam is a U.S. territory. These are our people. They are citizens. 170,000 Americans living on that island, not counting even the military. The Navy pushed off their ships beforehand. So this is just, it's a big concern. Anyway, time for future news.
Future
We're super
news.
Late to it. I apologize. Netflix, the crackdown on password sharing, unless you actually buy an additional account for $7 or $8. Is it going to work? Are people going to stop sharing?
Well, we'll see.
Won't we, Andrew?
We'll know for you tomorrow.
How bad is the typhoon going to be? I'm worried.
I'm worried, too. I hope everybody's okay.
I genuinely hope that this is better than it seems.